Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads. Glorious Heavenly Father. Oh, what a privilege, Lord. You've been so good to us. Father, may we, it's been said many times, but may we never take it for granted, Lord. It seems like your blessings just overflow us, Lord. We're truly appreciative. Lord, as we gather here tonight, we, with great anticipation, wait on you to speak to us. Father, we ask that you would reveal your word to us. You know what each individual needs. You know what I need, Father. You know my very intense thoughts. Lord, I yield to you. As everyone else here, I know they are, Lord. But asking, Lord, to reveal yourself to us in a greater way so we may walk, know how to please you. Lord, we just ask you bless the service. Lord, in every phase, may just give you glory and honor. We ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you would. I think in our little capstone books, page 19. Kneel at the cross. Amen. Everyone should yield to him. Hallelujah.
Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. List to his voice. Leave with him your care and begin life anew.
Hey.
strength I'll give to you. There's millions who have never heard my truth. I'm willing, Lord, to go. I'm willing, Lord, to stay. I'm ready, Lord, to do thy perfect will. And if valleys I must trod, he'll do thy
praise his name. Page 91. Amen. You've yielded everything to him, saints. It's just a little while. Amen. What we've got to look forward to.
Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage shall end. Soon we'll take our heavenly journey. Are standing, oh hallelujah, waiting for our entrance there. Some sweet day we're going over all the beauties there to share. Oh, just a little while to stay. Just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full. Just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full. Again, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this world so full of. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Looking forward to that day, saints. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you come up to the altar? To see him. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, home and last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh my last, ever to rejoice.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. How many have something on your heart you'd like to be remembered of? Just hold on your heart as we bow our heads. Precious Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we sing these songs. And Lord, the revelation just comes bubbling up, Father.
Yes,
Father, how, Lord, you're always there, Lord. Your promises in the Word.
Yes.
Father, we just stand on your Word. Oh, God, it's so wonderful to know we serve a living God.
Amen.
Lord, we ask, Father, for these people, Lord, needs upon their hearts, Lord. You know what they are, and we do thank you. For meeting the needs. Lord, you've already paid the price. Father, we don't have to beg and cry, but Lord, ask and believe, and it shall be. And we're thankful for it, Lord. Bless them now, Lord, and bless the remainder of the service. Lord, as your word comes, Lord,
yes.
Grant to us understanding. Lord, and we may draw closer to you. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would somebody have a song on your heart or special something? Amen. Page. Okay. Page 1. Singing in the Promised Land. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Truly, it puts a song in your heart, saints. Amen.
Walking in the land of story, holding to my Savior's hand. Living in the realms of glory, over in the promised land. I want to sit right down at my Savior's feet and hold to his nail-scarred hand. Sing and shout for a million years, singing in the promised land. And it's all hallelujah, praise us, and it's all hallelujah, holding to my Savior's hand. Living in the holy city, walking on streets of gold. Living in a brand new mansion, the half has never been told. I want to drink pure water from the river of life, where the flowers never die. Voices raised, praise King Jesus,
hallelujah.
Amen. And it's all hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's all hallelujah.
I want to meet my friends gone on before up there on the golden strand. All join in heavenly chorus singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, amen, singing hallelujah. And it's oh, hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, holding to my Savior's hand.
Amen.
All saints, you stop and think what he's got prepared for us.
Hallelujah.
Then you think how close it is.
Amen.
It puts a joy in your heart.
Glory.
Let's stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, Only Believes. Ask our brother to come. Only believe. Just bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we just so thankful to be here this evening, and Lord, for these few words that you've laid upon my heart to renew our minds to. And Lord, as we partake of your precious word tonight, Lord, we just ask a special blessing upon it, Lord, to the hearers, Lord, that to someone, Lord, it may mean more than to someone else. But Lord, you know before there was a moon or a star why these things would be spoken, Lord, and you knew they would be spoken tonight. And Father, we're just thankful, Lord, to be part of that plan, and the Lord to be able to be here in your presence and know, Lord, that we're just here to yield ourselves unto thee and to let you have your way.
Yes.
Bless your word, Lord. Bless our hearts, and Lord, may we just truly just let these things sink deep into our hearts in a special way, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, we're going to read some very familiar scripture tonight, and it's kind of maybe even a quote our pastor's read the last few services. But just God's word is inspired.
Yes,
just praying that I can take a little thought and nothing else. Maybe it'll keep our hearts in tune for Sunday if the Lord should tarry.
Yeah.
And these are great things to always think upon. But we're going to start in Luke, the 24th chapter, if you would want to turn there with us. And Luke 24, and let's just start at the first verse. And now upon the first day of the week, and very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they enter in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in the shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, and they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And they returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest, And it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. May the Lord bless Remy's word, and you may be seated. What a precious thing was happening here. And can you only imagine these women, as they went to that and saw this take place, and these two angels standing there in shining garments and telling them, He's risen. Remember what he spoke unto you.
and go and tell. And so they go back, and you can only imagine how excited they must have been in themselves to take this message. Yes. And to the others, it was just an idol. Yes. Like anything else, like you just told them about something going on. There was no excitement in their heart. Yes. And so this scripture was written for our admonition, and there's truly a lesson here. And you know, we don't never know who we're speaking to. You know, I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself, and whoever may listen to this online. But just praying that something as we read and think about this, maybe the Holy Spirit will just quicken a little special something to our hearts. Because remember, I want to just keep this in our hearts. This was in the message, The Rising of the Sun, preached April 1865, and our pastor mentioned it Sunday, but just keep it fresh. He says, but now, for instance, if we were going back to Tucson this afternoon, and each one of us was going in a big Cadillac, brand new, and all the seats were made out of doe skin, softest of leather, soft and easy to sit in, the floorboards were plush, the steering wheel were nickel-plated, diamond studs all over, and the engine was mechanically tested to be exactly the right engine, the wheels and all the bearings were greased up, and the tires were all puncture-proof and blowout-free, all had been tested scientifically. They'd been pushed off the assembly line, both of them filled up with gasoline. That's the running power of the gasoline, because it's in the because in it is the octane. But now when you're going to start them, although both look just alike, but there's one of them that don't have any spark, any firing power. Yes. And you say the power is in the gasoline, Brother Branham, but I don't care how much power is in the gasoline unless there's a spark there to manifest that power. Unless there's power there to confirm that that's gasoline, it just as might as well be water. Yes. And how, as we see this example taking place here in the scriptures of what had taken place, and realizing how long Jesus had been with them and preaching and bringing these things and explain and telling what was going to happen, and yes. He expressed what the scriptures had spoken, and all this had taken place. And how it can be the same today is us as individuals, and we read the Bible, we listen to the word being preached each and every time. But there's a special something about it. There's a special place, a special time. The Holy Spirit knows precisely, and it takes Him to reveal Himself to us. And we have to be in the right atmosphere. We've got to come in the right attitude, the right... Yes. Get in the right spirit and get in tune with the Holy Spirit and watch what God can do for us. But oftentimes, we let some of the things that we've heard become idle words. And it just kind of passes over us. I know the scripture said that. But you know, as we'll get to it here in just a moment, we'll get there. I'll just try to wait. But let's go back over here into Luke, the 24th chapter, and continue to read this verse as it goes on down. It's very familiar. But I just think if we just catch the essence of what's happening. And it said, and their words seemed as idle tales, and they believed them not. But then rose Peter and ran to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen, the clothes laid by them, departed, wondering in himself at that which was to come to pass. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about three score furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them's name, who was Cleophas, answered, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And then he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which is a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers and delivered him to the condemned to death and have crucified him. And we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of their company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. But then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh to the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told the things that were done in a way and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. But he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it, and he did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, that you tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Yeah. What a difference it made when he began to reveal himself.
Yes,
and he enlightened their understanding to this point. And how, as he's revealed himself to anyone, as the word begins to enlighten, it causes a combustion to take place in the heart of that little believer. As the two women ran back to tell the others, they couldn't wait. It was evident the combustion had happened. There was something, he is risen. And the message they were carrying, and it was burning in their heart and back because it had been revealed to them. The message had came forth. And follow it on down through as the two walked with him to Emmaus. And then once he began to open their understanding and teach them from the scriptures and bring it back to their remembrance, did not the prophet say this? Did not the word say this? Did this not happen? And as they heard the word, their understanding was open to that. And oh, what a combustion it placed within their heart. Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way? There was something happening. They had gotten into an atmosphere. They were in the right position and they were in the right frame of mind. They were listening to what was being said to them, and God made himself known to them. The same as when they all were together and he said, Bring me the meat. And he opened up that meat and he ate. And then he began to break forth and open their understanding to the word. And thus it must behoove that Christ suffer these things, that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in my name. Now some may hear those words tonight and say those are just idle words. It may not really mean much to you. But there is a special group of people all over this earth that has tasted and knows that scripture has been made real and alive in this day. And that people, there's something down on the inside of them that they can't help themselves. It's a combustion, it's a burning, it's a pulsating. Their ambitions, their desires, everything about them has changed. That's what drives them when the little church doors open. They can't wait to be here. They gather around the word and listen to what God has got for them. And as we sit here and he breaks forth the word of life to us, there's still something within that little heart that no matter how many times you hear a scripture, how many times you hear a word, there is something taking place, and it's building and it's building. Yeah. As Isaiah said, line upon line and precept upon precept. It's just a continually a growing and feeding on the precious word of God, the body of the Son of Man. And how this people is growing. And how we're all invited to take and partake. Just to throw another little example in here, let's go over to John, the 4th chapter. Very familiar scripture. Used many a times, but as you think about the combustion that takes place as he makes himself known. Here in John, the 4th chapter, and just to save a little bit of time, we'll drop down here to about the 13th verse, and this is where Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, and just realizing here she was, just a woman come to the well with a pot of water. It was just another day in her life, so to speak, and she's going about her business, and she comes to this well with her water pot, and then Jesus began to talk to her. But it was down here about the 13th verse, and it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. And I want you to think a little bit special about that. Yes. You know, here Jesus begins to speak to her because she asks, give me this water. Mm-hmm. And let's just liken it tonight that maybe we come to service. Mm-hmm. And we come in that door, or we come to visit under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and I'm praying, Lord, give me of my portion. Give me what I have need of. But then the word comes forth. And these next words were pretty strong to her. It was calling out her sin. In this situation, it was calling out her life. It was showing exactly where she was and what she was and who she was. But yet there was a promise laying there for her. And it's the same way when we come in that door. The word may seem like it's stepping right on my toes. How come every time I step in that door, the word is just seems like it's just pinpointing that thing I've got in my life? The Holy Spirit knows exactly how to get to us. It knows exactly what we have need of. And if we'll just but humble ourselves down, as this little lady did here, she said, and the woman said unto her, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And this saidest thou truly. Yes. Think about that. In herself, she could have rose up and been really like, who do you think you are? But there was just something about the ring in that she knew it was truth. And how did he know that that was truth? Yes. And oftentimes, here she was knowing, as she goes on to tell. And she says, and the woman answered, for thou hast had, it's dropped down, he said, and a woman said unto him, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus answered and said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Let me drop on down just a little bit to catch what. And the woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. She knew this, what was happening, wasn't an ordinary man. She knew, she had heard, she had listened, she had heard in the past. Maybe it was an idle word at the time that she heard. Maybe it seemed as idle to her, but it was still in the back of her mind. And at the right place and time, the Holy Spirit moved down, and as Jesus was speaking to her, it came back, and then Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. That's all it took right there as he revealed himself to her. I am the one you just said I am. Oh, can you imagine the combustion? Brother Branham said she had representation of predestination. There was something down on the inside. That's all it took was those 5 little words. And it was all she needed. And she left her water pot and away she went. Go, come, see a man. See what has happened. See what's taken place. Is not this him who the scriptures have foretold? And I want you to think about that as we look at our own lives, as God's word comes forth, we gather here each and every time as individuals. Yes. And maybe we sat in our homes and we just listen in on by way of recording. That's wonderful to get and to listen to God's precious word. But you know, sometimes there's promises in these scriptures. The Bible tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. And all these precious words that are laying here, just remember, the prophet said this concerning Naaman, and we talked about Naaman a little bit a few services ago, but just remember this, in Perseverance of January 1363, Naaman wanted to accept his healing like that one time, but Elijah told him to get out there in that old muddy Jordan and to dip 7 times. And I can just see him get up off his chariot, oh, a great man, and hold his nose, and here he comes out in the water, tiptoeing like a cat in molasses. You know, coming out like this, you know, and getting out like that and getting down in the water. And he said, oh, I hate to do this, and hot-dawed down. And some people comes to the altar like it was sickening affair to them. Oh, I don't want to do that. But he ducked 1 time, and he still had leprosy. The prophet said 7 times, right, until he obeyed the word completely. And until you obey it completely, he had a good man standing there on the bank that said, the prophet said 7 times, Father, just keep on dipping. That's it. You don't get it the first night. Just dip again and the next night and just keep on till you get it. And oftentimes, the Lord is watching our motives and our objectives. How bad do I want the promises that he's got laying for me? How sincere, is it just idle words to me, or is there something starting to really work down on the inside of my life? Something working in my heart that's just, Lord, I know it's truth. There's just such a ring to it. There's just something that burns in my heart as I hear the word refreshed to me. And Lord, I know that's your word, and you said it was inspired, and I just love to hear it, Lord, and it comes back. And maybe I was in church, maybe I'm here and in this church, or maybe I just listening in by way of recording, but what if there's something, maybe I'm sitting in my easy chair and I don't need to go to church. I'll just listen in. It's good enough. But what if something down on the inside is just working? Maybe we should get out of our chair and just make an effort. One little effort to get maybe into the right atmosphere, right presence, the right time, the right place. The Lord will visit you wherever a sincere heart is. You don't have to be in this church to find the Lord. But sometimes, just like Naaman, it wasn't the popular thing to do, and it wouldn't work for everyone else. But that was what the Lord told him, through the prophet, told him to do, dip 7 times in that river. Yeah. And maybe there's a still, small voice crying or speaking out into your heart saying, you should do this, or drawing you to do something. Obey from the heart and watch God fulfill his word and bring those promises to life for you. Because God is ever obligated to his word, and he'll make sure to fulfill it at any time and place. For what is this over? These things happened. These were real people. These was real times. Those times are still marching on today. Till he comes, there's still a little elect on this earth that he is getting ready, preparing, sending out a call, drawing and pulling and wooing that little bride to where she needs to be for this final catching away. Oh my, and we don't know where that's at. We don't know who it is. But I know one thing. Just as those disciples, as they talked with Jesus along the road, because I have experienced the same thing, and I know many of us sitting here can say the same thing, as that word has been broke forth, and God, the Holy Spirit in spirit form here revealing himself, oh, your heart just burns within you, and you can't help but to see, I'm accounted in that number. I am one of them. By God's grace, I have heeded the call of the Spirit, and I'm following that God has given us. Amen. Let's go over here to... Let me see where I'm at. Get ahead of myself. Amen. Let's see. In the message, just to put this with that scripture of the little woman at the well, this was in the message, Influence, March 1564. The prophet was speaking here about paragraph... we'll just pick up here about paragraph 149. It says... We know you must be a prophet. We know that Messiah, when he comes, this will be the thing he'll do. He'll be identified by this. And Jesus said, I am he that speaks to you. She went into action. She couldn't stand it no longer. The very thing that they was looking for was on earth right then, and she saw it. Yes. No matter how much she was in a bad shape, a prostitute or a woman like that, and could not, the man on the street wouldn't even listen to her. They wouldn't today, but stop her. How could you do it? It was like a house on fire. In a high wind, you couldn't put it out. A fire got to burning in her heart, and she said, come see a man who told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? And it stuck too. When Jesus didn't have to do that one more time, the people believed her because and believed Jesus because of her testimony. See, what did it do? She was humble and reverent and went into action. She went into action when she seen the thing happen. And his signs ought to influence us today. The promised signs of today, the promised word that's laid out for this day to see God fulfilling what he said it would do, it ought to do something to us. Yes. And how it truly should is we can see the things that God has declared through that prophet in this age. Yes. And made real and made alive. How it ought to just do something to us to see, to be able to look into nature and to see the signs, the turmoil that's in the world and realize the chaos that's taking place and seeing it build. That alone ought to be able to show forth and just cause something in our hearts. This is happening. Things are taking place. We are seeing this take place around us. And how it ought to cause us to want to run and to draw closer unto Jesus Christ than we ever have before. Here in, let's go over here to Acts, the second chapter. And just Peter's message here in Acts, the second chapter. It just, as they were in the upper room and the Holy Ghost come down upon them and filled them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And knowing that in John, the 14th chapter, Jesus told them that he, when the Comforter has come, he will teach you all things and guide you into all truths and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Yes. And realizing that at this point in his time as they were up there praying and waiting on this to take place. And it came down and realizing they came staggering down out of the upper room under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But let's just pick up here about the 14th verse. And just listen as Peter begins to speak to this people at this point in time. And he says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." I want you to notice how Jesus made it known to the disciples. Think about it. He broke the word for it to them. Well, didn't the prophet say? Didn't they say the Messiah would do this? Didn't they say Christ would have, this would take place? He broke forth the word to them disciples and revealed himself to them. Now that same revealer of the word dwelling within Peter, speaking out through Peter, is doing the same work to these people as he's expressing himself. He says, "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, it shall come to pass the last days, I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour it out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, and he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. And moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope." I want you to think about this. Just take the simplicity of it. The Holy Spirit speaking and expressing through Peter and going right back and pointing it back to what the prophets had said. What Jesus had said while he was here on this earth. "Where did our heart rejoice and my tongue was glad? Moreover, all my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David. Though he is both dead and buried, his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, and that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Look at the reality now that was bursting forth from Peter. That combustion was taking place down on the inside, and the Holy Spirit was giving the unction to speak, and it bringing these things back to his remembrance. And oh my, the Holy Spirit speaking forth. Peter was just standing there being an open vessel. The Holy Spirit was working through him. He said, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn an oath, seeing this, speak of the resurrection, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. And then this Jesus has God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Can you imagine as this was coming forth and these men that truly recognized and began to see as they were being enlightened to the word by the Holy Spirit and beginning to see, oh, what have we done? But oh, the word Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, as many of the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So I want you to think about, just bring it down in simplicity to our day. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. He does nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. And he sent a prophet in this day to break forth that word. And that prophet stood and preached and took it all right back into these scriptures. Here, look at it here. Look at it here. This is, and revealed the precious word of God unto us. As we sat there and humbly drank it in, the Holy Spirit speaking and teaching and bringing, pointing us back to what? To the word that's been spoken. Back to what God had spoke through each and every one of these holy men of God as they were led by the Holy Ghost. Yes. They wrote these things into this precious book. And to think that today, this last day prophet has moved off of the scene. But God, through the Holy Spirit and the fivefold ministry, is still doing the same thing, pointing us right back to what? The original word, and saying, look right here. Look what it is. Let me remind you what he said. Did not the prophet David say this? Did not Isaiah say that? Did not Jesus, our Lord Jesus, say that? Did not the apostle Paul say it like this? Did not Peter say it like this? And as the word is ringing out, and it's ringing out, the Holy Ghost is here to teach and to prick the hearts of each and every one of us as individuals as we sit underneath the anointing of that Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit do the work in our lives. Is it the man behind the pulpit? Is it the much words we read and make? No, but it is the Holy Ghost doing the same work today that he did on the day of Pentecost to bring people to the realization that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that promise is unto you and to your children and as many as afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. That promise is still here today for anyone that wants to receive and to take place and to see their name written in that book. Oh my, the Holy Spirit is still working expressively today to pull the attention of someone to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to pull them to this word is truth. This is the message of the hour. This is what it's here. And there is a combustion that is working in the heart of someone somewhere. That there's something burning, there's something starting to bubble, there's something that's pricking their heart, there is something somewhere saying, oh my, what is this? Oh my, and it's working. But oh my, just yield to the Holy Spirit and let God take it rest in hand. He will fulfill his word to you. And oh my, you can't live on a secondhand religion. It's good to see it for somebody else. It's good to say, I believe exactly what he's saying. But it can't be idle words. And once it becomes a true revelation down in your heart, and you see that this word is speaking to you, this was written for me as an individual. Oh my, what a combustion it'll cause. Hallelujah. You watch the results. This body will quickly swing subject to God's word. You won't have to worry, what, I can't quit this. I can't go there. I like to do this. I like to do that. It don't matter anymore. You watch the power of the Holy Ghost take it right out of your life and back that word up 100%. Amen. God is still calling for someone today to see that word made manifest in them. Oh my, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and until we leave this earth. Oh my, while grace is there, may we take advantage of it. Amen. This is, you sisters can come to the instruments if you would. This is in the message, Hebrews chapter 3. This was September the 1st, 57. The prophet just making a little statement. He says, it must be the entire Bible, all of it. Because you can't. Infidels use this Bible for their grounds to debate on. But they'll take a scripture here and turn it over here and get another little one over here. Try to make them tie together. It's two different subjects altogether. Yes. But you've got to make the scripture compare with scripture. And as Isaiah said in the 28th chapter, it must be line upon line. Line upon line, here a little, there a little. Hold fast to that what's good. Yes. See, that's the way it comes. Line upon line, word upon word, scripture upon scripture. It must all compile together. And that's why I think in these lessons like we're having now, it's a great thing to the church because it brings them to a place that all the scriptures tie together. And our experience must be with that scripture. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You look at the word that's coming forth. Look what the Holy Spirit is drawing our attention back to. We're comparing scripture with scripture. Comparing our lives with those scriptures. Look at the... Where do I measure up? Where do I fit in there? And oh my, what an assurance is coming from that taking place. Is that something you can do in yourself? No, it takes the Holy Spirit. Amen. But as it comes forth to that little elected seed, there is something taking place. Amen. We might hear the same scripture over. You might read it again. You might read it again. It doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit is just bringing it back and bringing it back. And at some point, somewhere, it's going to sink home to someone. Amen. And oh my, one of these days, it's going to cause a combustion. Yes. It's going to take us off of this earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. I pray you take a little something from it. Amen. But take God at his word and make him as big as he is. Oh my, in all things, let the combustion of the Holy Spirit work in your heart. Amen. Oh my, you may already have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but let these things renew us and refresh us. Yes. And let us truly identify ourselves in the scriptures that's me. Amen. It's talking about me. I am going to leave this world. I am going to be caught away by God's grace for the promises that he left me here today. Oh my, how it ought to excite our hearts. You know, if in the natural, if you knew that you were going to get to do certain thing and you knew you were included in that, oh, how happy you are, and you're looking for it, you're making plans for it, your mind's on it. You know, it might be a vacation, it might be something you need to do around the house. Maybe you've got a plan to put a new roof on the house, and you're like, oh, we're going to get this done. The brother said they're going to help me, they're going to be over, we're going to do this thing. And you're making all the preparations. How much greater to realize that I have been told that I'm going to be caught away in the moment of twinkling of an eye. He is coming back for a bride that'll be word upon word. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and standing and living and ready and watching and loving his appearing. Yes, oh my, how the excitement it ought to put in my heart, your heart. Yes. Lord, prepare me. Whatever it takes, Lord, break your word forth to me and crying out and just wanting to feed upon what he's got for us, Lord, to bring me to this place that you would have. Because it's not by power and not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. He is the revealer, the only revealer of divine revelation. And as we get in the right atmosphere, the right presence, and in the right atmosphere, you watch the Holy Spirit go to work at the right time and the right place. And oh my, the windows of heaven are open. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray you take a little something from it. Pray God will continue to strengthen us and encourage us. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things we could preach. I could have went a totally different direction. I could have brought another message. But the Holy Spirit is trying to keep our minds in tune, I believe, with what he's... You got to stay in track. You know, we all go this way and we go that way, and then, oh my, but God knows exactly what we need.
Yes,
I ain't smart enough to put it together. We lean up on the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us the quotes,
Amen.
Give us the scriptures, stir our hearts with what it is, and let us bring it. He'll do the rest. Amen.
Amen.
He knows where it's needed. He knows what it goes forth for. All we can do is yield and say, Lord, I've did the best I can with my ability. You take it from here, Lord, and put the increase on it. Amen.
Amen.
I know he's more than able.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
let's
Amen.
All stand if you would.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. They were in an upper chamber. Amen. Send the power. Amen. It's on my heart.
Hallelujah.
Today is thinking about that.
They were
in, oh my, Kevin.
They were in an upper chamber. They were all in one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our So, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Sing it again. And it's, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Power just now, oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Amen. You tell what you want to see. Everyone be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you've got it, be refilled. Amen. You know, I couldn't help but to think about what Brother Timothy was bringing and then go back just a couple chapters and thinking about, you know, Thursday night service. You know, I know sometimes some people just think, oh, it's just a Thursday night service, you know. Do you realize how important even Thursday night service is? It's very important. Do you know one of the greatest Thursday night services that ever happened was when? Passover. When they gathered and come together and partook of communion. Yeah. Just read it. Just see how important it is. This is very important. And I thought, you know, we should never think Thursday night service is just a little service. But it's very meaningful. Amen. In the scripture in Luke, the 22nd chapter, and when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, listen to this powerful message on a Thursday evening, just before he was to die the next day. And he said unto them with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me with me is on the table. And the true and truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they begin to inquire among themselves which then it was that should do this thing. But just think of that now, how meaningful that Thursday night service was. Here he was telling them what was coming. And even Peter, you know, of course, he stood up and he, I'll never betray you, never. And then Jesus told him, before that cock crows, you'll deny me three times. Can you imagine how powerful that service was? And it can be just as powerful every Thursday night. if we invite him in and we desire to hear from him and long to grow closer to him. Oh my. So don't let Thursday night service just be a little Thursday night service. It's very meaningful. Amen. God had a meeting for him. Why of all services did he do it on a Thursday night then? You know? But so let it not be just a little Thursday night service. Let that always dwell in your heart and think about that. The greatest Thursday night evening service. Oh my. And then what happened the next day? But just think what was going on that Thursday night service. Jesus knowing what was about to happen and knowing he was about to be betrayed. Oh my. We ought to appreciate him. We ought to be thankful that he gave us this opportunity. Amen. Together. Amen. I enjoyed that tonight. It was very good. You know, I got to think, you know, it's about like the fireworks. You know, they saved the grand finale to the end. And oh my, he was getting fired up, wasn't he? Amen. That was good. A lot of meaningful and powerful things that were spoken tonight. And I trust you'll keep it together. And as I said, just pray, if Lord tarries Sunday, just open our heart. Being Easter Sunday morning, let's just come praying and expecting. See what God has for us. Only he knows, right? Amen. Oh, don't you love him? Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's been such a privilege to be here tonight, Father, to be with saints of like precious faith and hear our brother bring forth the word of God that was brought and how it did stir within us, Lord, as we heard the word of God. And Father, by grace, we could identify with it. Lord, it's such a blessing in itself to see by grace that identification. And Lord, and then that inside pulling, oh God, to draw closer to you, surrender more, give our life to you in a greater measure. Lord, just continue to reveal yourself to us. That's what we long for. And Father, continue to just give our life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Lord. And it is such a reasonable service. Father, if we can see the reality and understand these things that you've done for us, it's so reasonable. And Father, I trust that you would help us, Lord. In this little place, may the Holy Spirit just dwell here, O God, and draw upon the people. And Father, those that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, may you do so. Those, Lord, we have loved ones that may not be filled with the Holy Ghost, may you just deal with their heart. That little predestinated seed's laying there. Get a hold of them before it's too late, Father. So we ask that you bless us now as we leave this place. And may we for sure always keep you before us, that we sin not against thee, O God. Bless us now. We appreciate again this opportunity you've given us tonight. Bless those who couldn't be here, Father, maybe not feeling well, or Father, certain circumstances may have come up. But Father, may you bless them also. We just thank you for everything now through the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.